Hello, CBS. Hello, NBC.
Das Oberkommando der deutschen Wehrmacht ist bekannt.
Welcome to RTCW Tonight, Air Warwich on the mic with DA. We are in server and things are looking good. Just gearing up now, got in server just in time. A little round of applause. Ladies and gentlemen, game is now underway. Can you believe it? I showed up and they started. So here's the deal for you. First map is Assault tonight. We are looking at 4K Vosh, Explicit Zombie, Yillander, CJM, and a Hard Nut on the GOL side. Game online. We've got Kikolo, Ramsey, Voracious, Albin, Antihero, and Blaze. We're looking good. We're in server 9:07 on the clock here tonight. Round one, set one, stopwatch action. And I feel a little bit flustered, but we're going to get things underway here in a second. Axis team 4K. Axis on the offensive here tonight, it looks like. You know, it's been so long since I've actually shoutcasted Assault. We've got the allies here on defense. Yavol. Let me hand it to you, DA. Let's get the action going on.
Sounds good. We have dynamite planted, already blown the warehouse entrance, and now planting actually by the warehouse entrance. Looks like the 4K team is making a push across the courtyard to try and get to that communication tower. Got a sniper rifle taking out some of the GOL team, and a Panzerfaust, by CGM, takes out Alban, sitting at the warehouse door. Good job. So far, Axis still being held out into the courtyard. No sign of a full push, and there goes the Axis door. Warwich, what do you got?
Well, what we're looking at here is 8:08 on the clock. Once again, here's the storyline. 4K incoming Axis team. Stopwatch round one. Round one, set one. Game online. Allied defense. 6-on-6 action. Let's take a look right down here on the stairwell towards the Axis garage, or the Allied garage, rather. 4K in position. We've got a lot of the Allied GOL team down here locking it down, and it looks like they stop an initial 4K rush. 4K really coming in hard. They came across the tarmac, several of their members down from below, striking the Allied garage. But at 737, things are looking secure. A little sniping going on. We've got some airstrike markers. Midfield, here comes another 4K rush led by 4K Zombie. Heavy machine gun fire, long range from the Allied towers, the communication tower. 4K Zombie, a lock at him now. Looks like he's going down underground. We're going to track the action of 4K as they're going to take the action down and below, try to sneak up on the Allies from the underside and make their attack. Now, the doorway that leads upwards has already been taken down, the warehouse door, and 4K is now rushing through the warehouse door. In a moment, you're going to see them in the Allied garage. We're going to pass it back to you.
Looks like Team GOL has got fairly good confidence in their ability to hold off the Axis team in the warehouse. Only one guy is sitting on top of the communication tower right now, Anti-Hero Lieutenant, just throwing out some ammo, making sure no one comes up that stairway. But unfortunately, here comes Vash from Team 4K, and he is making his way up the ladder right now. We have an engineer on the tower making his way over to the communication tower. 6 minutes and 38 seconds left on the clock. Dynamite is down. He is making a plant. I don't even know if anybody knows he's up there. Dynamite has been planted on the tower by Vash.
Nice.
6 minutes and 29 seconds left on the clock, and nobody from the Allies team is going up there to defuse. They don't get up there soon. We're going to have a time set on this clock immediately.
GOL realizes they're in trouble. 4K Vash sneaking up there. He gets the dynamite plant, dropping some grenades down into the Allied respawn area, waiting. We've got the 4K team locking it down at 6:09. It's only a matter of time. Dynamite tick, tock, tick, tock. 4K's got this in control, and there goes the tower. It is down. It is taken down, and the Axis team destroyed the communication tower here tonight. Yabool!
Excellent, excellent job by 4K, setting a time of 3 minutes and 58 seconds on round 1 of set 1. Now we're going to switch it up a little bit, got the other team seen. If GOL Game Online can beat that time in 4 minutes and 38 seconds, looking at the efficiency for both teams, 4K had an efficiency of 45 overall, and for GOL, they actually had 54, so they beat them as far as that goes, but it doesn't matter because so far the round is going to 4K.
Well, we're going to find out here what the dealio is. I can't believe I just used that word here tonight. Once again, just hopping in server. Boy, I mean, they ever so rushed me. I got in game, and game's underway. I didn't get my pregame chatter. Nothing like that. Well, here's the deal. 4K really hitting hard with a nice dynamite plant right from the start. It's going to pressure the Game Online roster. The six-man team now have really got to come hard as the Axis offense. They have no time to waste. They're going to have to nail their objectives. They're going to have to get the dynamite plants right away, or they're going to have to go from an over-the-tarmac rush. We're going to see what strat they utilize. Are they going to try to go below? They're going to waste the time doing that, or are they going to go for that two-pronged attack, or are they going to simply go across the tarmac and attack up the front? We're going to find out here in 10 seconds. I am Air Warwich, Axis Shoutcaster with me, DA on the mic, 5-4-3-2 and a 1. The game is underway, and we're going to find out exactly what the roster of the Game Online team can do. We're going to hand it to you.
Just doing a quick rundown of the roster. Actually, Game Online, we have Kikolo, Ramsey, Antihero, Voracious, Alvan, Blaze, and for Four Kings, Hardnut, Zombie, CJM, Explicit, Yillager, and Bash. Game is underway. We've got airstrikes flying all over the place. Axis takes the front gate. Dynamite not down yet. 3 minutes and 30 seconds left on that clock, and the flag is taken back, or is it not? No, they're just hovering around it. Sorry. And Dynamite goes down, but no plant yet. And what do you have, Warwich?
An incredible display of allied defense. There's the dynamite plant by Antihero on the gate hatch at 3:15. 3:11 remains now. G.O.L. rushing across the tarmac towards the Axis bomber, reclaiming their base left-hand side behind the crates and barrels. G.O.L. Reviving Kikolo. What a name. Lightman here for the G.O.L. team. They are pinned down from the right-hand side. We got some machine gun fire from the allied team on the back-hand side of the bomber right there. Things not looking good. There's the dynamite plant near the warehouse entrance. It shows that G.O.L. realizes they need to be able to approach from two sides. Already their engineers in position. We've got that 30-second countdown until the dynamite explodes. 2:36 remains on the clock here tonight. This next rush is going to be very important as G.O.L.'s got to make it to the comm tower and take it down. Remember, 30 seconds for the dynamite to go off, so at 2:25 on the clock, just go ahead and subtract 30 seconds. They're running out of time, DA, but they can get it done. Back to you.
And the Axis team finally reaches that warehouse door, and are they going to be coming up? Here they come. No, that's not them. Sorry. Four Kings trying to make sure they've got all the bases covered. Last time, G.O.L. did not sufficiently guard the back ladder, and they were able to come up and make a sneak plant. 2 minutes left on the clock. No sign of any Axis on top of or near the tower. Allies are still holding them off in the warehouse. And with 1 minute and 50 seconds to go, they're going to have to make an extremely good push if they want to get that plant anytime soon. No sign of the Axis team. Oh, Panzerfaust by Vash, taking out Ramsey and Alvan. Excellent, excellent shot.
Ramsey, Alvan, and Kikolo. Nice three-man Panzerfaust kill right there from 4K CJM, actually. You're right. CJM's Thompson did the job, and 4K Bash doing a two-man Panzerfaust kill there tonight. That is not what the GOL team wants. Yillander laying down the support fire. Ramsey and Alvan down again. GOL Game Online having a hard time getting the base penetration they need. They cannot allow this to happen. They're going to have one more chance at a rush here. One more chance, if that. They've got to get to that comm tower right here and right now, but 4K pinning them down. Nice revivals. Explicit revive. Lieutenant, Allied Army, 4K warehouse, incoming GOL to the warehouse. Cut down from all side. 4K Hardnut laying down the hurt front and back. Basically what's happening, incoming GOL trying to get in to the warehouse, but they're taking machine gun fire from multiple angles. We've got 46 seconds, and that is not good. Going to spell disaster. Little time, no time. It looks like the first point is going to be going in favor of the Four Kings roster. Let's sound the 30-second warning, and you can take us home. Yibble!
Antihero tried to make a really good push to go around the side and up the ladder to get to the communication tower. Unfortunately, Four Kings has got this base too well covered. He was taken out by a guy sitting by the crates, didn't even see him, and he was down. 20 seconds left on the clock. There is no chance for them to get that plant and blow up the communication tower. The first point for the first round is definitely going to go to Four Kings. Excellent job by both teams, but Four Kings has got their game a little bit more together than GOL.
5 seconds remain. 3, 2, 1, and 0.
Allies win.
Taking it right there tonight. Give us a rundown on the stats. for that. Round one, set two.
This is a bit better job by 4K this time. They've got their overall efficiency of 60% versus overall efficiency of 39% for GOL. Again, that round was, they were not able to set to beat the original time of 3 minutes and 58 seconds, and the round goes to 4 Kings, and they get the point for the first round. They're starting to ready up, just waiting on a few more players, and we're going to begin set 2 in just a couple of seconds.
Waiting on 4 players here tonight, a big shout out to all of our European listeners tonight. TSN, www.tsn.com, www.tsncentral.com. I'm Air Warwich, Access Shoutcaster, with me, DA on the mic. Brought to you by speakeasy.net, speakeasy DSL. Six-man roster each team, the way it was meant to be. Euro Cup 7 RTCW clan base action. Waiting on 2 players right now. Game online, feeling a little bit pressured. They realize they're going against the 4 Kings, a titanic team, that really knows how to get it done. They've got a legacy of ass-kicking, and 4 Kings have come out of the gate very strong. They're racing to the finish line, but the game is not over. We've got another engagement here on Assault, then we'll be heading to MP Beach in just a moment. Prepare to fight, 10-second countdown, DA, we're looking strong. Another rundown on the 4K roster, CGM, Hardnut, Zombie, Bosch, Explicit, and Yilliter. The classic lineup and the game is fight underway. Back to you, take us away.
According to the chatter in IRC, it was predicted actually that 4 Kings would take Assault 2-0, but they're expecting a really big fight on Beach. Apparently Beach is Game Online's number one map, and so that is going to be a really good fight after this round. We'll be going over there, and Axe has captured that forward gate, and the dynamite is down on the gate hatch, not yet planted. GOL being held back by all of the airstrikes coming in from 4K. It's very pretty down here, lots of blue and white smoke. They've captured that flag, and they're just getting over there to plant the dynamite on the gate hatch. There it goes. 9 minutes and 20 seconds left on the clock, and Warbridge, what do you got?
We've got a lock on anti-heroes. Engineer for the Axis team, GOL, rushing across the tarmac. I like the strat that I'm seeing here. Now going under, it looks like they're going to make a plant on the doorway below. Let's get a lockdown and find out what is going on. A little laughter going on in server. And we've got anti-hero, a lock on him. Not much action. He's going to throw the dynamite down by the door itself, arming the dynamite now, and the warehouse entrance is currently armed. We're going to follow him out, and I've got no action locked down here underground, not for another 30 seconds, so I'm going to pass the action back to you.
A couple of the GOL members actually did manage to sneak all the way across the tarmac. We had, I believe it was anti-hero, possibly, made it all the way to the door, and was then taken out by someone's Thompson, and I have just crashed. So, Warwich, if you can hear me, what do you got?
Well, it looks like I'm going to be done. The server got a little laggy there, and it looks like I have managed to maintain on the server, so DA, let me know when you return, and I'll make it a solo shoutcast until then. I better take a deep breath. Here we go. Back in game, 8:11 on the clock here tonight. GOL game online on the Axis offense, 4K allied defense. Take a look here across the bloody tarmac. A little sniping going on at the 4K CJM. Shot in the head. Blaze's sniper rifle long range from the Axis midfield tower. He's moving across the field. Incoming GOL now sweeping by the half track. Across the tarmac. Moving forward. Oh, GOL voracious sniper rifle. Rifle laying down. Explicit Yilliter blown away by anti-heroes MP40. Little TK going on here. We've got a rush on the backside of the bomber. Here comes GOL. Oh, taking machine gun fire. It is an ambush from the Allied Spawn Garage. They ambush the incoming game online roster from behind. GOL makes the revivals, but they're simply taken down. Too little, too late. GOL right-hand side rush cut down. The Allies say, ain't gonna happen. Not here in Germany, not in America. Not gonna happen tonight, you Axis scum. That ain't right. DA, how's your status? How you looking?
I am back, and with 7 minutes and 12 seconds left on the clock, there is no sign of anybody on the tower. Looks like 4 Kings are very confident in their ability to hold them off in the warehouse. None of the Axis team has managed to get up on there to even attempt a dynamite plant, let alone anything else they may have going on. We actually even have CJM down by the warehouse door, making sure nobody comes through. 6 minutes and 52 seconds, the defense put out by the 4 Kings is just incredible. No sign of any of the Axis members. And do you know where they are over there, Warwich?
We've got the Axis rushing across the tarmac now. Several members, 4, 5, 6, incoming GOL. Oh, see ya. Nice revivals being made. Really got to give it up for the medics here tonight of GOL, Romsey, and the like. making it happen, rounding the corners towards the Allied garage right-hand side beneath the bomber machine gun fire, and they've locked it down, but here comes incoming 4K Hard, that little flanking maneuver right-hand side, machine gun fire, but down, killed by GOL Kikolo's MP40. It looks like GOL now, facing another respawn from 4K. They're locking it down in the Allied garage area, kind of their spawn place, lurking there, waiting for the GOL team to kind of round about near the bomber on that left-hand side. Then they sweep out and catch them. Catch them while you can. 555, 4K Yoder. Oh, there's the Panzer! 4K Bosch's Panzerfaust laying down a world hurt two-man. Panzer kill, anti-hero, and Ramsey go down once again at 5-4-3 on the clock. Scores 1-0D in favor of the 4K team on MP Assault. Back to you.
We've got one lone Axis guy sitting out here taken out by a grenade. And here comes the Axis team, GOL, with the Panzerfaust, doesn't manage to take anybody out. That was voracious there. Trying to make their way across the tarmac, being met by heavy, heavy gunfire. Their last attempt to go around the bombers did not work. It's simply too close to the Allies' spawn point, and they are taken out as soon as they come in. Trying to go through the warehouse now. Are they going to be taken out by the guy who's waiting there? And no, they are actually trying to reconverge in the bottom of the warehouse before they make a push. 5 minutes left on the clock, and they can still set a time. And this round two of round set one. Completely lost my train of thought. Warwish, what do you got?
Game Online rushing up the spiral, trying to get up there towards the upper tier and make the attack on the tower. But they are literally just shut down by the hand of the Allied defense. 4K right down there in the Allied garage area. The warehouse, I don't know what you want to call it. It's been so long. The official term escapes me at the moment. 4K really have it going on here in this area, the Allied garage. They've locked it down just behind the spiral. And they're well... there's the Panzerfaust we're talking about. Let's hear it for that one. A big round of applause. 4K Bash, Kikolo, Ramsey, and Blaze go down. It is mass carnage and hysteria here on MP Assault tonight. 412, 4K, Allied defense very strong. Give us a rundown. You saw it firsthand, the little Panzerfaust kill that just transpired several moments ago.
That was incredible. Vash single-handedly taking out half of the Game Online team. Kikolo, Ramsey, Blaze all taken out by one shot from the Panzerfaust. Good job by Vash. Still trying to make their way across that tarmac, but they're just not having any luck at all. 4K and their Thompsons and MP40s, just bullets are flying everywhere. Giving up on the tarmac, and they're now heading into the warehouse hatch, trying to see if they can make their way that way. Been unsuccessful every way they've tried so far. 3 minutes and 36 seconds left on the clock. They need to make a good push, and they need to make it soon, because otherwise we're going to have no time set on the clock, and if the last round is anything to judge by, 4K is going to be able to set a time fairly quickly. Throwing grenades down the stairwell right now, not taking anybody out, but they are all sitting down there, so one good shot will blow the entire team. And, yeah, 3 minutes, 15 seconds left. Not making a push. This seems to be just getting themselves all ready with the ammo and the health. And here they come, but they are being met by a hail of bullets from 4K, taking them out with Thompsons and their MP40s and even a grenade, and
Major carnage. 4K locking down the Allied garage right here. What is going on? Is Game Online realizes that tarmac ain't working out. They switch it up. They go from underground up the underneath spiral into the Allied garage, but they have met a hail of destruction. Grenades, machine gun fire, absolute carnage. The Allies have got it locked down. And a chokehold of death going on here tonight at 2-3-1. Bosch stealing weapons. Bosch the weapon stealer. I guess he's been dropping his weapons, grabbing some Panzers, whatever the case may be. Getting it done here tonight and having a good time here. RTCW action 1-0 in favor of 4K on MP Assault tonight. 212 remains. And keep in mind, listeners, keep in mind, D, that 4K only needs about 335. That's the amount of time it took them last time to get the dynamite plant on the communications tower. If they can hold off the Game Online team for the entire time, basically it's going to put GOL in a position they do not want to be. Back to you, Yibble.
We've got Ramsey on the tarmac right now, making his way up that slide ladder. Unfortunately for him, he is a medic and will not be able to make the plant for them. We've got, what do we have here? Trying to find out where the rest of the team is. 4K has started to fall back to the hills just in case somebody does get through. 1 minute and 36 seconds left on the clock, and I have lost my ability to speak the English language. Three members of GOL on top of the tarmac right now, on top of the tower story, and they're starting to make a push. We've got Anti-Hero, the engineer, making his way on top of the tower. He is up there, and oh. No, taken out by sniper fire.
Wow.
Explicit takes him out. He was right at the plant spot when he had to, he died. No go on that push. 1 minute and 8 seconds left, and Blaze is trying to get up there right now. He is a medic, not going to be able to get a plant down for them. If they don't get something put in the next couple of seconds here, this game will be a no-go, no point for this round. And he's just sitting up here waiting for his engineer. No sign of anybody coming to his rescue.
Gotta be a very frustrated GOL Game Online team expressing good games. 44 seconds. Incoming airstrike markers now litter the tower. 4K says, you ain't coming up here because we've got it locked down with sniper fire. And now incoming airstrikes. 30-second warning right here. And it looks like 4K is going to hold up Game Online the entire time on MP Assault and give these guys all the time they need, a solid 8 minutes to get inside as the Axis, to get it done and to take the tower down. 15 seconds remain, and it's looking grim for Game Online here tonight. EuroCup 7 RTCW Clan Base Action, Air Warwitch and DATSN locking it down. 3-2-1. Wow, that's it.
Allies win.
The Allies gonna take that one here tonight. Booyah!
And how clock is set to a full 10 minutes. If last round is any indication, they will only need about half of that to get the communication tower blown up. We've got telling us right now that the score is 2-0 for 4 Kings. And yeah, not quite sure why that is. The score is only 1-0 right now, so Insomnia's wrong. We'll just not listen to what he's saying. Waiting on the players to ready up for the beginning of this next set or round. I always get those two confused. But just give you a rundown of the rosters one more time. This time on Axis, we've got 4 Kings and CJM, Hardnuts, Zombie, Vash, Explicit, and Yelidar. And for Game Online on Allies this time around, Anti-Hero, Ramsey, Voracious, Kikolo, who I didn't actually call Kikolo or Coleco as I did last time, Alban, and Blaze. So 2 minutes to go, 2 people waiting for them to ready up. Let's take a look at the stats for that last round. Overall efficiency for Team 4 Kings was 60% versus 40% for GOL. It's really going back and forth here, but 4 Kings seems to have just a little bit more skill, a little bit more edge, and if they get this next round in less than 10 minutes, then we've got a 2-0 game.
Absolutely, score is currently 1-0. We are now on the cusp of a 2-0 game in favor of the English language, can't speak, in favor of 4 Kings. 10 seconds, Sounder, then back in the game. Back with more TSN.
TSN.
The goggles, they do nothing. Back at live, the goggles, they do nothing. 9:41. 4K's got all the time in the world they need. The 4 Kings, 10 solid minutes to get the dynamite plant on the tower. But let me tell you what, these guys, they're going to play like they've only got 2 minutes on the clock. That's the way the 4 Kings get it done. Dynamite plant near the gate hatch already. 9-2-0. Explosive decompression going on right there midfield, but it's not going to stop the 4 Kings. Game Online really got to shut these guys down. They do not want to go to MP Beach with a 2-0 deficit. Be it their best map as it may, you do not want to engage a team like this down 2-0. 9-0-1, DA, back to you.
Lots of sniper fire.
Wow.
And oh, Panzerfaust! Lots of sniper fire and long distance Thompson fire taking out 4 Kings as they try and open up that gate. They did manage to blow that hatch, and they looked like two engineers were trying to sneak their way across the tarmac. No luck, they were taken out by long distance rifle fire. And right now we've got Yelidar sitting around doing a little dance, throwing some grenades in the tarmac, waiting for not quite sure what. Here comes the rest of his teammates. They're trying to go across, and no, they are waiting for the spawn. They all spawn in at the same time, and they're making their way across the tarmac, hoping that they can get at least part of the way. Oh, Panzerfaust by Ramsey, taking out Yelidar. very, very gory. Blood everywhere. And another artillery support taking out some more of four kings. They are throwing lots of things on top of that hatch. They do not want those guys to get down into the warehouse. But too late. Dynamite has been planted at the warehouse. 8 minutes and 3 seconds left on the clock.
8:03, 4K up 1-0 tonight. 4K Allied offense. They've got that solid 10 minutes on the clock remaining. Several minutes, 2 minutes have already passed, and 4K now slowly working their way upwards to make the plant on the tower. We got a little TK action going on. GOL in position. We're gonna find out exactly where these guys are. They're in the Allied garage. GOL Alban medic in the back radio room standing by. And in the garage itself, GOL anti-hero medic as well. He's got the ammo he needs. He's on top of the boxes, the storage boxes, waiting for the incoming, dropping some grenades down the spiral. Incoming! 4K Illidan! Zombie! Oh! 4K down, one down, two down, three down. It's over! 4K rush. No! Revivals being made. Vash is up. Hard not making revivals. 4K nearly shut down. But they get up the spiral, then shut down by Kikolo right there on the spiral stairs, who denies them access. But more 4K CJM down below. Incoming Soldat Axis Army taken down. Oh, see ya. Game over. Blown away by GOL Kikolo. GOL locks it down at 6-5-8. Nice defensive maneuver. If they can do that for another 7 minutes, they're going to be in good shape tonight. TSN's broadcast of Four Kings versus Game Online. Back to you, DA.
Excellent job by anti-hero Alban and Kikolo in the warehouse, making sure the Axis team does not come up that spiral. They came in as a group and were taken out one by one, all six of them taken out by various Thompsons and MP40s. No sign of them right now. Going to see if they're trying to come across the tarmac, but Kikolo and anti-hero seem to have fairly good control of the warehouse. And yeah, they're coming now across the tarmac. Let's see if they're going to be taken out by long-distance fire or actually make their way over to that tower. 6 minutes and 15 seconds left on the clock. They had the full 10 minutes to get this communication tower blown up. And so far, no one's made it that far.
4K up from below from the Allied garage area, but shut down by an ambush from GOL. 5:57 on the clock. Let's go down beneath and find out what's going down. Incoming! Incoming's the Axis! Uh-oh! Vash blown away by anti-heroes Thompson. Just a shot to the head. Helmet goes flying. Not gonna happen. 5:45, taking a look here. The tower still not in danger. 4K have gradually worked their way forward, but this is a vital set, a vital round for GOL, because in the world of EuroCup 7 RTCW action, if neither team makes a plant, then there are no points awarded and will go to MP Beach with a 1-0 score. 4K wants to go into MP Beach, the best map of GOL, with a 2-0 lead to shut them down quick in case something goes wrong. 5-16 remains. 6-on-6 rosters looking good. Not much action here on the upper tarmac. We do see some incomings, the ass strikes, laying down the hurt. Explicit laying the hurt down with a Mauser as Voracious killed right there, then Explicit killed by Hardnut. Probably a little medic suicide action thing going on to make the revival. Incoming 4K now across the tarmac. CJM, Soldat, I think he's got some Panzer. Let's track him just a little bit, DA. We're waiting, he's by the half track now. We're gonna see what he's up to, likely an ambush, no doubt. We'll get back to his action in a moment, and I'm gonna pass it all to you.
Interesting strategy by 4K. Yillager actually went up through the ally spawn point into the top of that little locker room thing that I actually did not know existed until I followed him, trying to get ahead on taking out GOL as they go up there to try and close off that around the bomber route as they try and make their way to the communication tower. He was taking out one man, not strong enough to hold off the three or four allies members that came up the ladder. Still trying to go around. Oh, and Panzerfaust taking out Yillager by Ramsey. And let me see, Zami trying to revive his teammate, but no go. They are too close to the spawn point for the Allies team. 4 minutes and 3 seconds left on the clock. That tower is in fairly good condition. Nobody has made it up there to get a plant. And right now, it's actually deserted. GOL feeling pretty good about their defense. There is only one guy, anti-hero, sitting here just in case someone manages to sneak through. But so far, he's got the most boring job of the game.
Well, things are looking good. Game Online looks like they've really locked down their defense this time, and that is exactly what they need to do. They've got a 1-0 deficit against them here, and they've really shown that they are beginning to adapt to the Four Kings, really starting to demonstrate that skill that is so expected from the Game Online roster here tonight. Oh, machine gun fire. Here come the Axis up the spiral. Who? Oh, wow. A little Panzerfaust, 4K CJM blowing it, just blasting GOL into oblivion. Right there, 4K Hardnut on the spiral, now backed up by incoming 4K Vosh. Uh-oh, Vosh is an engineer. He's by the tower. He's at the 50-yard line. Oh, machine gun fire. Vosh dives behind the tower, still taking fire. Vosh alive. Vosh still good. Vosh up to the tower. Oh, grenade explodes left-hand shoulder, but Vosh dodges aside. Now engineer moving. Vosh going to plant. Green light. Vosh has got it. Can he do it? Vosh leaning over. He's got the plant. Yes! The plant is down at 249, backed up by 4K Hardnut, and the Axis make the plan on the comm tower. Uh-oh, trouble for GOL. Back to you.
Definite trouble for GOL. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. This is going to blow up anytime soon. There is no sign of any of GOL on top of the communication tower. Not quite sure where they are. They're still sitting around inside of that warehouse. Good games being thrown out all over the place. I'm thinking Four Kings has this one. They're going to set a time of... what is it? Set a time of 7 minutes and 40 seconds. Almost double their original time. But good enough. They get the points. They're now going into MP Beach with a score of 2-0 in favor of the Four Kings.
Wow. I've got to load up some sounders. Give us a quick rundown on the stats. And we'll be talking about MP Beach in a moment. You there? Ah! Are we changing?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I wasn't sure if you went to Sanders or not yet. We are changing servers, yes.
All right. Well, give me the server and password information, and we've got the stats lined up. Gives me a chance here to ramble just a little bit. Well, fill the dead air for me as I browse the MP3 directory. Back to you.
We are just about to connect to another server. We're doing a dual server for this game. Next map is going to be MP Beach. Apparently, this is GOL's best map. I believe they played this versus Team Illusion last time they were casted by myself and Trillion, and they did come out victorious in that game. See if they can do it again. Score is right now 2-0 for the Four Kings. Excellent match so far. Number one and number two team on the Group A ladder. Very, very good game so far, and I need to get my butt into that server right now.
You know I need the IP, so Yavol. That's all I gotta say. Let's try to get that to me in IRC. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Right here is a pocket of German resistance. It's just south of those little villages, the little village of Saint-Conchest and the others there, northwest of Caen. There the Germans are holding out. They've got some dug-in tanks, they've got perhaps a battalion or so of infantry. We don't know how strong they are there, but they're holding out stubbornly. And even now, at this moment, we're laying down a heavy barrage of mortar fire on them, preparing the way for our infantry to go forward. That whole area, is just a mass of white smoke now. As far as I can see now, our infantry have advanced across the open cornfield and into the wood. The artillery is putting down a concentration behind the wood, and one of our tanks over on my right has just fired a couple of rounds 250 yards from where I am. Further over to the left, I can see the seams of tracers still cutting into the wood over the heads of the advancing troops. The concentration of artillery going down on the far side of the wood is intensifying every moment. And there you can hear machine guns firing from the hedge row about a couple of hundred yards up from where I am. There's so much smoke and dust rising from the cornfield that it's impossible to see where our infantry are blocked to. And there are three or four tanks, all of them firing. And just then there was a huge explosion on the road about 300 or 400 yards from where I am. One of our tanks has just caught fire, and every second or so a huge tongue of flame is leaping up from it. The wood is now absolutely enveloped in smoke. Germans seem definitely to be pulling back. Thank you.
despite the fact that they're...
There's a new hazard on the playground that every parent needs to be...
The reason I let you take this job is
I like a big matzo ball.
The TV. Let's try radio.
TSN. Radio for Gamers. Brought to you by Speakeasy.net.
Well, we're back, and I'm going to be heading in the server. A little frog in the throat there. D, I'll be in there soon. How are things looking thus far as the teams begin to line up for MP Beach action tonight? Is it Mike?
Whoops, I guess the problem, I took my computer off mute. game actually did start, and then for some reason went off again. They weren't actually all ready. We're still waiting for a couple of people. I actually have a little apology to make for, let's see, ClanBase. Apparently the server is lagging. They seem to be good now, but they said anyone who was connected to ClanBase, sorry for the lag. They are working on it. Still waiting for all of the players to connect. Give you a quick rundown of the rosters one more time in case you've just joined us here on TSN. For the team 4 Kings, we've got Yildir, CJM, Zami, Explicit, Nakatu, and Hardnut. And for Game Online, Ramsey, Blaze, Antihero, Alban, Voracious, and we are missing one person. I believe we're actually missing Kikolo.
You're missing
me. He's the guy's name I always butcher.
I'm in the server. I'll be fighting...
And we're missing Warwich!
I'll be fighting for the four... Oh, I'm a referee. I'm going to ban everybody. Donka. A big shout-out to the OSP team as well. A shout-out to all of our listeners. www.tsncentral.com is our website, and you can check out our hosts at speakeasy.net, Speakeasy DSL. They hire little hotties like Trillium, so you definitely got to get Speakeasy. Oh. Waiting on 12 players here tonight. I'm Inza Serva. I'm TSN Warwich. We've got Wolf TV in game as well. Let's give those guys a shout out. And a big yavol to all of you doing my favorite kind of broadcasting of RTCW, European RTCW. I've always loved it. They flew me out to England. I mean, the Europeans and RTCW, it's like bread and butter. Goes, oh, the Axis Go likes it. Hand-in-hand action tonight. This is where Wolf, you walk the streets of London and you go, yeah, this Germany bombed the crap out of these guys and won. A lot of history there. Very cool to have been in the heart of where it all happened last December. But we're in a game, and the game will be starting soon, and I'm rambling. So D, waiting on 6 players. Back to you.
Alice team just readied up. We are going to begin the first round on MP Beach. Score is currently 2-0 for 4 Kings. Absolutely shutting out Game Online in the first map of this game, which was MP Assault. About to begin, waiting on 2 more players. And we'll get this started. I've been told that this is GOL's best map, so definitely looking forward to seeing how they are going to do against 4 Kings. GOL is on the Allies team to start, so game is about to begin. 10 more seconds. They need to get those documents transmitted. Let's see if they can dish out some of what 4 Kings gave to them last round.
Well, 10-second countdown. Here is a sounder.
TSN.
It is Sauerkraut in mine Lederhose.
Yeah. DSU.
And we are back. Uh-oh. Trouble. 4K Axis defense. GOL allies incoming. Here comes the allied rush up the right-hand side. Engineer, who could it be? Getting a lock. Engineer Ramsey. We're going to lock him down right here. Seawall breach incoming. My favorite map. Green light. Oh, grenade! See, Ramsey blown away. Man, C-Jam just threw that grenade right on his face and just shot him all the way down the beach. But we do have a dynamite plan on the seawall door. A little red light going on right there. Will the Axis 4K team try to disarm? Unlikely. We're going to find out in a moment. Oh! Timeout on the server. Trouble is afoot. What's going down?
Looks like one of the WTV servers cannot join, and actually, no, Voracious just crashed. He's got a ping in 999 right now. Game is on hold until hopefully he can reconnect. Alban did actually get that plant on the seawall door, then was taken out by some support fire that came in just a little bit too late. Not sure if the match is going to restart. They are, in fact, going to restart this match from what it sounds like.
Well,
and they just kicked Voracious. Not sure if they're going to bring somebody else in or see if he's going to reconnect, but you know that all that stuff we said about this game actually being underway? Ignore that.
Let's talk a little bit about the map itself.
How's things by you?
Oh, things are good. I'm just browsing IRC very quickly. Any PMs that I might have. Not too many, rather surprisingly. We give a shout out to WAT Fireblade, who's dialed in here tonight. Sabo as well, the Allied Saboteur. Sabo did a great job. He locked down RTCW and kept it alive in shoutcasting when I took my 6-month break. Sabo is a great guy, and he does some excellent work. Let's give a shout out to EC Insomnia as well. This guy, Cuphead Man, I don't know, he's everything that is involved with what Euro Cup 7 is all about. Euro Cup 7 RTCW tonight. A shout out to Mr. Ravings, he's a longtime TSN listener, and to any of you out there dialed in having a good time, we're on server number 3, and we've got the action going down for you right here. A little map restart is going to be happening here in just a moment, and we're going to be talking about MP Beach. The objective is clear. Allies rushing in on the beaches of Normandy. Grab the documents from the war room. The Axis don't want that to happen. And Axis got to stop that from happening, but a two-pronged objective. Not only do the Allies have to grab the documents, they've also got to run them up the radio stairs or the back stairs and get the transmission. We'll be back in a moment to talk about that. DA and Al Woolwich, TSN. Like the teams began. Well, killing time. Here's the deal. 527 on the clock, 4K. Axis defense tonight. GOL incoming Allies. Their best map. We're going to find out what they can do versus 4K. Incoming GOL now. Looks like they've got basically both walls down. They've got the penetration on the trenches. 4K have fallen back to the Axis base. And now we've got the incoming GOL Allied team moving through the trenches. Why don't you give us a quick rundown of the things you've seen so far?
What I've seen so far, 4K seem to be all sitting on top of that bunker that is kind of to the left across from the radio room, and they are just taking them out as they come up. So far, pushed by GOL has been coming up one by one, which definitely is not doing the job for them. Going to see if they're going to maybe try and take a different route, but for as far as the left side of the map goes, 4K has got it locked down. I don't even think anyone has actually managed to make it all the way to the stairs without being taken out by someone's Thompson. And so far, those documents are in pretty good shape. Not been taken, not been transmitted. 4 minutes and 30 seconds left on this clock.
Well, the reason they might be having so much trouble, a little tactical error on my part here. Only one of the walls is down. Seawall door is down. It looks like the incoming GOL team has not yet got a dynamite plant on the seawall breach. And as you know, if you're a skilled RTCW player on MP Beach, if you've only got one prong of attack, that means the Axis defense can lock you down in a chokehold, and that's what's going down. I believe here the GOL need to utilize an engineer late in the game, at least get that second wall down. Maybe things have changed, but that's what I would do. 7 seconds. Oh, what am I talking about? 3:57 on the clock here tonight. And we're looking as we move inside to find out, find out what's happening here. Incoming GOL, it looks like 4K is going to start to fall back to the war room now. Trillian, it sounds like we've got some action here in the back stairwell. Zombie's in trouble. Zombie holding off Romsey. Romsey making revivals of Voracious. Zombie running for the war room. He knows he's in trouble. Incoming GOL, Blaze Lieutenant round in the corner, dropping grenades into the war room now, hopping in, dropping ammunition. Documents are there. I see no Axis inside. It looks like GOL's going to get a grab. Here's the incoming grabber. Romsey with the grab. He's got it. Do you have a lock on the action?
I do. Ramsey just taken out by Hardnuts. MP40 documents have been returned. Woolrich, gotta slap you on the wrist. You were doing so well until you called me Trillian.
Oh.
You're listening to DA and Woolrich on the Team Sportscast Network. Documents have been picked up again. I am following Anti-Hero as he tries to make his way up the stairs. Hanging around right now, desperately needs some backup. There is no one in sight, but here comes Explicit, a little bit of gunfire, and no, Explicit goes down. Anti-Hero still alive, still has the documents. stopping to obliterate that body, and he is waiting for some backup, and just being met by the opposition, and they take him out. Documents have been returned by Hard Nut. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left on the clock. Excellent push by Game Online, but they just couldn't do it. They needed to find the guy with the documents and give him some help. No chance. Documents have been returned. And what do you got, Warwick?
Well, things are likely going to get a lot harder here. I'm not quite sure what the 4K Access defense is up to. Wow. 4K is being aggressive. They're not going to fall back to the war room. No way, no how. They've got some harassers up in the front. They're basically skirmishing with the incoming allies, and they reclaim the forward bunker for a moment, but here comes a massive swarm of allies. Right now, incoming GOL through the trenches right-hand side. We're going to find out what happens. Uh-oh, 4K on the upper right-hand side as well. We're going to have a clash of armies. Incoming Hard Nut takes him down. Oh, Voracious down. Uh-oh, man. GOL's in trouble. Round out massive Zapanzerfaust. Wow, they are cut off. And that right-hand side, they're coming up those stairwells in the right-hand side upper tier. And basically, they get ambushed. A Panzer of Yelidar takes down Antihero Blaze and Albin right there and shuts down the entire rush at 120 remaining. 4K not going to fall back to War Room defense at all. These guys are in the field, dropping grenades and taking down GOL. Not looking good for Game Online. Back to you.
Game Online had a really, really good push, managed to get the documents and hang on to them for a few minutes, but no luck. They were returned, and 4Kings gets their defense back in position, and they take them out with a massive Panzerfaust by Yelidar. Excellent job there. Less than 1 minute left on the clock, and no sign of anybody, Axis or allies, in the war room. But here they come. We've got some guys making their way down the stairs. We have Blaze and some guy running too fast for me to catch up with him. I believe it's Kikolo. And they're making their way to get the documents, not seeing anybody. And there we go. Documents have been taken by Alban. He has 33 seconds on the clock. He can't make it if he goes now. Being backed up this time, getting a little bit of support here. He has got Blaze as a backup. And still got the documents making their way up the stairs. They have to go across that catwalk to get to the radio room. No sign of access. There comes some, whatchamacallit, that would be support fire, but no. He goes down, he actually falls down and is going around the side, but no! 6 seconds left in the clock and the documents were returned!
Wow.
I am losing my voice and this is game over. They did not transmit those documents. Clock is now set to 8 minutes. Can 4Kings do it in that time?
God, if I know.
Excellent, excellent try by GOL, but they just didn't have enough time. Taken out at the very last second, okay, the very last 5 seconds, and wow, that was really, really close, but they did not manage to do it. Documents weren't transmitted, and we are about to begin the next round. Wow, that was actually really cool.
Now, keep in mind that the game is not yet over. GOL, Game Online, can, if they hold off 4K for the solid 8 minutes, the game continues at a 2-0 deficit. Basically, I'm thinking about the rules here. Is it possible for them to win? I don't know. Because if they hold them off here,
right
then there's the next
could,
round. It would bring it to a 2-1 and the game would be
we could theoretically
over.
Have a tie.
Hmm.
Yeah, if GOL actually manages to hold them off the entire time and get the next point, it'll be 2-1. So, yeah, I believe it's 4K that wins the next round. I'm not 100% sure how the scoring works, but they do have to play at least two rounds. If 4K takes them both, it'll be a score of 4-0 and game over. But we are just waiting on three players to get this next round underway. Full 8 minutes on the clock. Excellent job by GOL, but not quite managing to make it. 4K holds them off for the full time, and we're still waiting. I was hoping they'd ready up in that time I was talking, but no luck.
We are the shoutcast newbies of the rules of UKRTCW, but whatever the case may be, it's looking definitely grim here tonight for the Game Online roster. 2-0 right now for 4K. If Game Online holds them off,
prepare to fight.
We will be preparing to fight. If they hold them off, it'll still be a 2-0 score with one final round because they play four rounds, and that means a potential then of a 3-0 score or a 2-1 score. So it looks like, in my opinion, that 4K is going to take the win either way. But we're going to go ahead and play down the action here tonight as we call it to you, DA. You can spank me later for miscalling your name.
Get the name right.
7:45.
Good boy.
Oh, you.
Panzerbat buys Zami, takes out, rams the inside the seawall. Dynamite has been planted at the seawall breach, nothing at the seawall door. 7 minutes, 33 seconds left on the clock. They're just kind of dancing around. An engineer trying to make his way over to that door to get a plant down. Lots and lots of support fire. Throws the dynamite, got a green light, and he's planting, and he does it. Dynamite has been planted by the seawall door, and the seawall breach is about to go any second. Dynamite thrown in the middle of the map, not quite sure why. It's just sitting there. And a timeout. What's going on?
Something's up. We're going to find out here in just a moment. A little timeout here on the server.
QJM has a 999 ping. I believe that's what the problem is.
Match will be resuming here in just a moment. Quick rundown, as we've got a little pause in the game. GOL Axis Defense versus the incoming Allies 4K. 4K's got that solid 8 minutes on the clock and 6:44. The game is underway in 7 seconds, so let's pass the action back to you, True. Whoa, DA. Caught myself that time.
Almost. Very, very close. And the seawall breach has been blown. Allies are still dancing around, being taken out by sniper fire and MP40s, waiting for that seawall to, the seawall door to go. They need to get that flag. Less than 7 minutes on the clock. We've got a Panzer lining up, but no, it changes his mind, doesn't do anything. And the seawall door goes, has been blown. Let's see if they're going to come in here. They need to make a rush for this flag, and they've got it. They've captured that forward bunker, making their way through the trenches. I'm following Yillader, and he has got Coleco. I did call him Coleco. Bad me.
Bad, you get spanked.
Axis team gathering in the top of the trench on the right side, trying to hold off Four Kings as they come in. Ooh, boom, grenade. Yillader gets taken out by Ramsey's grenade. Lots and lots of support fire going, and so far, no luck in the Four Kings trying to make their way up into that, anywhere in the bunker, actually, to try and get their hands on those documents.
6:09 on the clock incoming now. 4K making the rush. Once again, both wall and door are down. The Allies have captured the forward spawn area. The bunker belongs to them. CJM laying down. The Panzer inside the bunker, taking down Alban, who is blown away. We're taking a lock out. Move inside and find out what's going down. See a little skirmishing happening inside, deep within the heart of the Axis base, right here by the MG42, then up towards the radio room. 4K Hardnut. Axis spawn ambushed from behind, but comes out alive. Oh, it looks like he might have been attacked by Anti-Hero, who comes out on top. Anti-Hero diving aside, down by his own teammate, and 4K through the radio room have secured the radio room briefly, now down the radio stairs, making their way towards the war room, leading the charge. 4K Yillader, Lieutenant. Oh, machine gun fire from GOL Voracious right there behind the door of the war room, swings it open, grenade explodes. Incoming GOL now, 5:14 on the clock. Axis reclaim the bunker. Definitely a good maneuver. GOL in position, now moving outwards a little bit and fanning out from the war room back outwards. All little revivals being made by the crates and barrels left-hand side. And from a back stairwell, 4K now lancing and dodging with GOL. I'm not sure who's going to come out on top, but we're going to hand it to you as it looks like GOL comes out on top in that skirmish.
And how GOL takes out the two Allied members who managed to make their way down the stairs, also reclaiming the Allies' bunker somewhere upstairs. And that is going to cost them 4 minutes and 40 seconds left on the clock. The war room, GOL has fallen back into the war room, and apparently not so much fallen back into the war room, but they are wandering around the halls trying to stop Four Kings as they come through. Haven't been able to make a successful grab for those documents yet, and unless they can claim that bunker, they're going to need that, because with 4 minutes and 22 seconds, they need to set a time on this map, or we've got no points for this round.
4:16 remains. Alban falls to his death. I love to see it. Plummets off of the second story and just explodes in the trenches. Uh-oh! There is a grab! Yillader with the grab! That was a cute little sound. Yillader with the grab. He's got it somewhere. Is he taking it up the back stairs or the radio stairs? It don't matter, because the objective is secure. And it is secure right here with 3:52 on the clock here tonight. The Axis again. GOL Game Online versus 4K Allies really pushing hard. Let's head down to the war room where we've got DA locking down the action. You bold. All you.
And that was the sound I make when the documents are taken, and I have got no idea what's going on. A little bit of gunfire happening down in the war room now, but no luck. Too many of the Axis team GOL stopping 4 Kings as they make another push for those documents. 3 minutes and 25 seconds left on this map. They are all dancing around down here, giving themselves the ammo and the health and making their way back up the stairs to see if they can try and cut them off at the pass. No sign of any of the Allies' team down in the war room. 3 minutes, 11 seconds to go. Need to make a good push to try and get those documents back on top of the bunker now.
Oh!
What do we got going?
Nice! GOL ambush in the trenches. Allies in trouble. There are airstrikes everywhere. GOL on the right-hand side taking it up the Panzer. Right there, right-hand side over the hand-over-hand ladder that leads to the back stairwell. We had a little ambush going on as the incoming 4K Allies came through the trenches off the right-hand side from the forward bunker. They took some grenades, some incoming airstrikes. The Axis now make the reclamation on the forward bunker, forcing 4K to waste more time. It looks like it is GOL Voracious right here, who's now waiting on the doorway. 4K now forced to spawn on the beach. Incoming 4K Zombie. Zombie moving in. Medic. Panzer over his head. Dives aside. 4K Zombie dropping grenades inside of the forward bunker. Moving now. 4K Zombie inside. Still alive. Still alive. Charging forward. Takes down Voracious. Does he? I don't know. Grabs the flag and then is still alive. Dodging and finally taken down by Voracious. But before he dies, he captures the forward bunker. Incredible maneuver. Respawn right here. 4K now respawn inside the bunker. Charging forward. Taking a heavy fire. Machine gun fire and airstrikes as they make their way back inside at 1:58 remaining. Back to you.
Following, what do I got? Hardnut and Nakatsu making their way upstairs. No, grenade taken out. Oh, Zombie taken out by Nakatsu's grenade. Not gonna help them. 1 minute and 44 seconds left on the clock. GOL is just holding off the Allies, just picking them off as they come up the stairs, trying to desperately get a revival in there from Zombie, but doesn't quite do it. Teammate still dead. No luck. He is all by himself down at the bottom of the stairs, and he needs to make a push. Medic, 1 minute and 25 seconds left. And throwing a grenade doesn't kill anybody. Axe is still sitting on top of the stairs. They are looking really good. I was actually wondering why this is called GOL's best map. Their offensive push wasn't so good. Didn't actually manage to make a capture, but their defensive on this map has just been incredible so far. Reclaiming that forward bunker with 1 minute and 6 seconds left on this map, Four Kings needs to make a really, really big push in order to get those documents and get them transmitted. Otherwise, no point for this round. Excellent job on the defense by Game Online, and a little bit of gunfire happening here, but no, that guy goes down, taken out by Ramsey's MP40. Less than a minute left on the clock, and I don't think they're actually going to be able to make a capture here. Coleco and Ramsey, excellent work with the MP40s, taking out three members of 4K. 36 seconds left, we've got some major, major issues. 4K goes down for the first time so far this game. Really, really good job by both teams holding each other off for the full time. They've got that forward bunker now, but with 20 seconds left on the clock, it's not going to do them a heck of a lot of good.
18 seconds remains, 4K shut down. Indeed, you called it right. Game Online, a solid Axis defense on MP Beach. 8, 7, 6, 5. The countdown is on here, and it looks like Game Online is going to hold off 4K. And that means
the Axis win.
The Axis win, the way it should be. Wow.
Excellent job by both teams going the full time, full 16 minutes on this map. Players are beginning to ready up to start the next round. Taking a look at some efficiencies here. 4Kings overall efficiency of 33%. Not so good, especially when you take a look at efficiency for Game Online, 67%. Excellent job at holding them off for the full 8 minutes. Very, very good game.
Back in server, waiting on 10 players and feeling good. It's been a good shoutcast so far. The level's been restarted with that magical OSP sound. You know, something I've not heard yet is anyone gets goaded from behind, a little stab in the back is always fun. You hear that little Axis goat sound, and we've called a vote. Waiting on 12 players. DA, it's mass hysteria here on the server tonight. Back to you.
It is. All these players are readying up, and then the game is restarting, and then there's timeouts, and I've just got no idea what's going on. But still hanging here, two players waiting for them to start. What do we got going? Let's give you a quick rundown of the rosters one more time for Game Online. Ramsey, Blaze, Antihero, Alban, Voracious, and Kikolo. I hope I said that right. And for 4K, Yillader, CJM, Zombie, Explicit, Nataku, and Hardnut. Been casting this game for an hour, and just now I'm starting to trip up on everybody's names. still waiting on one player to ready up to begin this next round on MP Beach.
Well, it'll give us a chance to play a little 12-second sounder as the game is about to start.
Tonight, DOS TSN brings you
RTCW.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
Back in line, Euro Cup 7 RTCW Clan Base Week 4. In game, and here's the deal. GOL Axis Defense versus Allies Incoming 4K Illidor. 2-0 should be the score, if I know my rules correctly. Once again, for a tie, which happened last round, there are no points awarded. GOL unable on beach to make the document grab, and then in turn, 4K unable to do so, the score should be remaining 2-0. I'm going to hand it to you, and just triple check with the admin. Back to you.
4K actually hopping the wall to claim that forward bunker just as he was taken out by a grenade. We've got a plant from the inside of that seawall at the door. Yillander gets the plant down, and the seawall has been breached. We're just waiting for that door to go. Because the Allies bunker has been captured, everybody spawns in at the same time, but they are being taken out by artillery support. We've got some dynamite planted up here in the room. Not quite sure why, we'll just leave that alone for a little bit. And what do we have going? Both entrances have been breached. Just trying to find out where the Allies team went. Most of them were actually already inside, and they made a mad dash for something, and I completely lost track of them. Warwich, do you know where they went?
Well, I've been talking to the admins here, and basically what's going down here is we're fighting for the end result. The game is already won. 4K is going to take the victory, but is it going to be a 3-0 victory, or is it going to be a 2-1? We're going to find out here in a moment. Now, it does matter on the ladder. It can matter. Oh, we got a grab. Uh-oh, 4K Nataku, I'm rambling. 613, he's got it. Right away from the start, it looks like 4K's learned what GOL is up to, and they're going to get the grab. Where is he going? Back, front, left, right? DA, you got a lock.
I'm trying to find out where those documents have gone. Less than 6 minutes left on this clock. Doesn't look like they came up those stairs. Checking the radio stairs. Excellent push by 4Kings getting a hold of those documents and catching your casters completely unaware. Very bad. Just slapping the wrist to both Warwich and myself. Sitting inside the radio room right now, and we've got some Axis defense, Alban and Kikolo, sitting here waiting for any sign of those documents, trying to catch the ally team before they can come through. And where are they? What are they doing? Coming up these back stairs, following Hardnut, seeing if they know where the documents are. No sign of them yet. Warwich, have you found them yet?
You know, even if I could find them, I probably wouldn't tell you guys, because apparently Nataku's gone ninja, and he's disappeared from sight. He's hiding somewhere. And 4K is nowhere to be found. We're going to go ahead and scout around the map a little bit and find out what's up. 5:07 remains, score 2-0. But you got to give a lot of respect to GOL because they are playing now not to win, but really playing to strip a little bit of the glory from the 4Kings. And that's what RTCW is about. Oh, pop! There's the grab. Wherever the 4Kings hid those documents, they did not hide them well enough. And the documents were returned. Kind of reminds me of that scene in Pulp Fiction. The watch. I don't know. Documents won.
Documents were actually sitting inside of the air ducts. Somebody on the GOL team finally figuring out where those documents went, going in and taking him out, returning the documents. 4 minutes and 30 seconds left on the clock. A very, very good push by the 4Kings. Let's see if they can do it again.
Yes.
And they do. Documents have been stolen. And this time, I'm slightly closer to the war room. Let's see if I can't find them.
Gonna walk on the radio stairs. Lagging behind a little bit here. Going up, going up, going up. Oh, Panza! Fouls takes down the carrier right to the head. And you ain't gonna be capping nothing but jack and crap when you're blown away by a Panzerfaust. But the Allies take it again. Documents down in return. Hardnut says, you know what? You may have taken down my comrade, but you're not going to take me down. Pulling the quarterback. Hardnut now looks like he might be going up the back stairs. We're going to look right in here. Lagging all of the machine gun fire. Yes, he's by the back stairs, taking some heavy fire. Blazes on top of him as the Axis makes the return. Schnell. Schnell. Back and return. Nice. GOL really laying down the hard action here tonight on MP Beach. 2-0, 4K, GOL can't win, but it's one hell of an exciting game. Back to you.
is an excellent game to have watched. Very, very good plays on both sides, 4Kings and Game Online. Sitting 3 minutes, 20 seconds left on the clock, sitting inside the war room. If these documents get captured, I'm not going to lose the carrier. So far, no sign of any Axis or allies. Lots of gunfire and booms going on upstairs. Artillery support fire all over the place. No sign of anybody. 3 minutes left on the clock. Doesn't look like they're making a successful push so far, but we've got Voracious sitting on the stairs trying to block anybody's path off. A little bit of gunfire coming up the ladders, and, ooh, grenades, no, but he killed himself, and Hardnut is now engaged in some long-distance gunfire with, who do we got over here? Blaze. And Blaze takes him out. Warwitch, what do you got?
Well, just a whole lot of ass-kicking going on. Both these teams holding each other off diligently here tonight. 2:35 on the clock, www.tsncentral.com. Shoutcasting all your favorite games. In German, English, whatever. Looking right now, let's find out. Let's head down to the war room, down the radio stairs. We got a little activity. G.O.L. Cicolo down here is going to move through the Axis barracks. Sweeps around on patrol inside the war room itself. No G.O.L. to be seen. That means all 6 are out in the field. Cicolo, though, down as a loitment down below with Alban the medic. Incoming allies, 4K ambush. Oh, grenades dropping. Zombie dives aside, running in, and quarterbacks pushing aside. The Axis defense grabs the documents. 4K zombie now just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. Dodging fire now through the iron door, backed up. 4K heavy rush. 153 moving towards the radio stairs right here. Here he comes, zombie backed up. Incoming allies now. Oh, the crowd loves it. Zombie gets through. Zombie is up and away. Can he do it? I don't know. I think he's down. I lost him in machine gun fire. He disappeared. Zombie, he's missing in action. 133, I'm not sure what happened.
I lost him too.
He almost had a cap. It looks like the documents are down. No, he still got him. He may have taken him down the other side when he realized the Axis defense was too great on the radio stairs. He teleported or something. There he is, down inside of the Axis bunker, down inside of the base. Moving upwards, rounding the corner, zombie alone, taken down. Oh, no, zombie's going to try to pull it. He's going to try to pull the lone man quarterback sneak, but he can't do it. The entire GOL team shuts him down at 1 minute, and we hand it back to you.
Cicolo's Panzerfuss taking out Hardnut and CJM with one shot. Nice big booms, bodies flying all over the place. 52 seconds left on the clock, no sign. Documents are still in the war room. They can do it if they go and get them in the next, 5 seconds. But so far, excellent job by GOL keeping them at bay. This will be the second map that they've managed to hold them off for the complete time. Alban and Voracious sitting inside the war room trying to just head off any more last-ditch attempts by the Allies team to get those documents. Here they come right now, but it's not going to help them. Was taken out by Ramsey, it looks like. Blaze and his MP40 taken out Nikatu and Yillader. 18 seconds left on the clock. No chance for the 4Kings to get those documents and make capture. Excellent work by Game Online. Again, showing why this is their best map. Excellent defense work. Excellent job to... Can I say excellent any more time?
It's Draco excellent.
With his Panzerfuss taken out. And that's it. They do not need to capture. Held off for the entire 8 minutes in this second round.
You're a goofy girl.
I am.
It's cute. I like that little squeaky noise that you make and when the documents get grabbed. That's definitely... I don't know if you can do that. You make this little squeak. You go, oh! You get all excited. It's cute. So basically, 4K unable to sweep in and get it done here tonight. They are going to take the win, but the game, the shoutcast, still not over because we're now going to determine what the final score is going to be. Is it going to be a 2-0 win or 2-1? Well, Game Online wants to walk out of here saying, hey, 4K did not sweep us, and that's what we're going to find out here in a minute. GOL Allies are going to have that solid 8 minutes on the clock to try to make the magic happen, get themselves on the scoreboard before we head on out of here. Waiting on 6 players. How about some stats? Do you got any stat action for me?
What do we got for the stats? Taking a look at the overall efficiency for both teams. Again, GOL knocking 4Kings out of the water. GOL with the overall efficiency of 65% versus 34% for the 4Kings. Very, very good job with their defense. Let's see if they can get their offense together and get themselves on the map. Like Warwitch already said, 4Kings have this game, but they don't want to go down with a 2-0 score. They want to see if they can at least make it 2-1. And if their offense is anything like their defense, they may just have a chance of doing that. still waiting on one player as Rake makes fun of me for saying excellent 19 times in the last 30 seconds.
Well, game is starting in 5 seconds. Here's a little sounder for you.
You've got it tuned into TSN's RTCW, Allied Radio. It's time to kick some Axis butt.
I don't think I like that sounder. What's this, it's time to kick some Axis butt? BS! I don't know what I'm... Allies, GOL. Green light. Seawall breach. It's down. Romsey does his job for God and country. And then is obliterated. As an engineer, he lays the dynamite down, then simply ceases to be. No coming back from that. Red light, district, right-hand side, left-hand door, still untouched by the scandalous Allied engineers. Heavy airstrikes and just mortar fire on the left-hand side that no man could possibly survive. That is a no-man's dead zone on the seawall door, looking good. 7:10 on the clock. GOL just trying to get on the scoreboard here tonight. And a big shout-out to all of you dialed in. Ah, Herr Woolwich, Heinz, your Axis shoutcaster with DA with me on the mic here tonight. There's the breach on the right-hand side at 6:58. Take away the action. It looks like Kikolo is going in.
Alban tried to get a plant on the door a few seconds ago, but was taken out by some support fire. He's down there right now, threw the dynamite down, taken out by an MP40, but somebody else completes that plant before they get blown up by even more support fire from Yilliter. Excellent shots, lots of big booms all over my screen, very pretty colors in orange and pink. And we are just waiting for that dynamite to go off by the seawall door. They are trying to come up through the seawall breach. Need to capture that flag. 6 minutes and 20 seconds left on the clock. Couldn't see if Game Online can get themselves on the map and get a point before this game is all over. Seawall breach goes, but we've already got some guys coming up through the stairs trying to make their way to the documents. Excellent Thompson work by Ramsey, taking out Yilliter. And he makes his way up there. He's on the top of the bunker right now, all by him lonesome. Reviving his teammate Blaze, and they are making their way down the stairs. What do we got going?
Well, we got a lot of carnage going on. We got GOL rushing hard, 5-4-8. Oh, wow, there's a grab right away. Ramsey out of nowhere with the grab. Oh, yes, I'm getting questions. Ha. Yes, interrupting me. Okay, here's the grab. GOL Ramsey with the grab right here. Now off the backhand side, backstairs, incoming 5:33. These guys want to get on the clock, charging forward, incoming. Can Ramsey do it? He's inside the transmission room, explosion, and huzzah!
2 minutes and 33 seconds. Excellent, excellent time. Not going to help them in the overall game, but they did it. They managed to get themselves on the map with a document capture time of 2 minutes and 33 seconds. Excellent job. Lots of holding off for the full 8 minutes this round. We did it 3 times before Game Online gets on the map and makes that capture. Wow, that was good.
That was incredible. And, man, what a game indeed. We're going to be back to talk about that. I've just got to take a break because I've been screaming. Screaming. We'll be back in here in just a few moments to give you the final rundown. Victory 2-1 in favor of 4K here on TSN. Back with more. Stick around.
Kommando der deutschen Wehrmacht gibt bekannt. Die große Schlacht in Belgisch und Französisch Flandern geht mit der Vernichtung der dort im Kampf gestandenen englischen und französischen Armeen ihrem Ende entgegen.
For us began south of Cong, when the Poles joined up with us. When we began moving forward, I heard a lot of the lads say, Rommel's on the run. But I'd been at Alamein, I knew he wasn't on the run. And I was right. There was nothing lovely about the battle south of Cong. No pincer movements, no outflanking, no nothing like that. Just an hard, bitter, bloody slogging match. We had to stay there and give as good as we got, even if we couldn't give better.
We'll be right back.
Well, we're back. And what a game. Last minute shoutcast tonight. Wow. Always love shoutcasting European teams, and that is why they really bring the game hard. 6-on-6 action. The Four Kings. Over. Game online with a score of 2-1. Take it 2-0. On assault, we head off to beach, and both teams in a battle of attrition finally ends in a point for G-O-L. D.A., what a game.
That was a fantastic game to watch. Game was actually won fairly early on, not fairly early on, but game was won by Four Kings, but G.O.L. wanting to get themselves on the map. Four Kings keeps their number one ranking in Group A with a total of 3 wins and 1 loss versus GOL's 2 wins, 1 loss. Very, very good job by both teams. That was just a great match to watch. I had a lot of fun.
You know, absolutely. Let me hop into IRC here. Boy, matches RTCW. We'll be talking about some of the other games as well, but before we do that, I want to give a big shout-out and thank you to all of the European listeners who remembered who I was, even though I took a 6-month vacation. I've been getting a lot of PMs from people saying, hey, we're glad you're back. And, you know, those kind of comments make it all worthwhile, because I don't get paid, but that's, you know, it's nice. I mean, I know you get comments like that, too. It's nice to get those PMs where people say, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you much for doing that. It was cool. And boy, I'll tell you what, the Europeans have just been always top-notch and making me feel just rewarded each and every game that I do.
And nobody is more happy to have Air Warwich back on TSN in active duty than we here at TSN. We missed you, bud.
You know, it's fun to be working with you. DA, I still don't have a name for you. I'm working on something. Something tricky.
You are tuned into Access RTCW Radio here on the TSN.